says in Psalm 1, he said, blessed is he who does not sit in the counsel of the ungodly, or sit in the seat of mockers, or walk in the way of sinners. The sin of the heart, the sin of the mind, the sin of the soul. You are praying to God. You are praying to God. Now, oh God, have mercy. The known sin and the unknown sin. The known sin and the unknown sin. You are praying to God and saying, God, wash me, cleanse me, and make me whole in your presence. Wash me, cleanse me, and make me whole in your presence. Say, Lord, wash my sins away and direct my path. May my walk with you be perfected. May my walk with Jesus be perfected. For he died on the cross. The third day he rose again. And the blood that flowed on the cross of Calvary washed my sins away. Pray to God and say, the Bible says that when we confess our sins, he's faithful and just forgive us. And Bible says, for all our sin. As I'm talking to you, I am not perfect. But Christ, following Christ, is what bring perfection into my life. I want you to pray right now and say, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, have mercy upon me. You're praying to God and say, Lord, wash me, cleanse me, and make me whole in your presence. Wash me, cleanse me, and make me whole in your presence. Wash me, cleanse me, and make me whole in your presence. Lift up your voice and pray this prayer once more. Have mercy, Lord. 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 Makado shekedi adabrandi. Now I want you to charge yourself within the spirit. Bible said, and Jesus went to Gethsemane, and as he was praying, he said, not my will but your will. Not my will. And Bible said, he was strengthened. 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 Bible made me understand in Acts chapter 2. Bible said, when the Spirit of the Lord came upon them like a tongue of fire, Peter began to quote scriptures. Peter began to quote scriptures. And he said, it is written. It is written. In John chapter 2, verse number 28. He said, in the last day I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Peter, who could not stand in front of a young girl, Peter, who could not stand in front of a young small girl, was prophesying and quoting scriptures. A young girl asked Peter, Peter, do you know Jesus? He said, I don't know him. Three times he said, I don't know him. But when the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, Bible said he spoke, and 3,000 people from different places. Bible said this same Peter, when the Spirit of the Lord came upon him in Acts chapter 3, when he healed the crippled, they summoned him before the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And Bible said Peter spoke, and they said, this man has been with Jesus. Because they saw that he was just a lame man. See, when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon you, he makes you to do things that it is unbelievable. You cannot do it by your strength. If your strength can do it by right now, your strength has failed you. Your beauty has failed you. Your intellect has failed you. What cannot fail you is your trust in the Lord. Beloved, if you can speak in different tongues with a different spirit, I want you to begin to speak in tongues. Let go of Pray in the spirit. Leko shaba marande shate kadi ata blandi ata bado shate kadi ata de bado blando toche kada rapaka bado shaba di ata blandi ata meke jeke de bede bo shadi ata de bende da leka do shati akada blando shaba yes lord Holy Spirit Take over, Spirit of God, take over. Lego shake and tell Yakatabra no shakana. Rapako paro shata diatana. Leke de Gadabrandia Tatabra no shata de Gadabranduata. Rakato shake Yakabrandia. Rapako paro paro de Yakabrandia Tadiakadaba. Leko paro shabadaba. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now you are praying. Say to God, oh God, this morning, if there is any spirit that has seen this session of prayer, Bible said in Daniel chapter 10, Bible said, and Daniel engaged prayer and fasting for 21 days, but he was not getting any response. If there's any demonic angel that will hinder my prayer, that will end up my encounter with the Lord, if there's any human being, even if he sleep, Bible said the blind man beside the roadside, when he was calling on Jesus, Son of David, have mercy, people were saying, yeah, Master, shut up. But he said, no! He continues screaming. If there's anybody, any human being, whoever it could be, who will end up in your prayer, catch fire. May they catch fire. Better catch fire. Send fire to every gathering. Every gathering when you were sleeping. Send fire. Shut fire. If in the power were organized as you were sleeping, if any demonic approach when you were sleeping, as you go on your bed, if anything joined your bed, came to visit you in your room, shut fire. May that thing catch fire. May that thing catch fire. Leko doko dobre kete teki ya katamrandi ata. Leka kada brandi ha. Bible said, when Nebuchadnezzar was sleeping, beloved, when Nebuchadnezzar was sleeping, he saw visions. He saw the things that are about to happen in his life. Bible said he was disturbed. He didn't understand. See, those of you who go to bed and you don't take serious, or you don't take serious of the things that happen spiritually. Some of us, our eyes are blinded. Your spiritual eye cannot see. When you go on bed, you cannot see anything. Master, don't be happy with it. Don't be happy with it at all. be happy with it. Take it serious. Say, ah, why did I go to bed? I don't see anything. Why did I go to bed? I don't see anything. Something strong. Pardon, Satan. Take it serious. It's a serious issue. Nebuchadnezzar, Bible said, he went to bed and he began to see things. He began to see the future and how his life is going to be. He was frustrated. He didn't know what was happening. And Bible said he called on astrologers, he called on the magicians, he called on different people. They could not interpret the dream. And Bible said Daniel was there. Bible said Herod, Pharaoh. See, don't joke with your dreams. You are praying to God in any demonic power. Bible said, and Pharaoh had a dream. He had a dream. He could not understand. It took Joseph. God bless you, Madam Elena. God bless you so much for the gifts. Thank you for giving me a coffee this morning. But don't say Katabrandi Atata. Bible said. Pharaoh had a dream. He did not understand. He took Joseph in the prison to interpret. See, you know, kings, if you are a king, don't joke with your dreams. I'm a pastor, I don't joke with my dream. Because sometimes if God wants to speak to us, he said, lie down small. Sometimes I'll be there and I don't know what I've done, but I'll feel sleepy, serious. The Lord said to tell me, just close your eyes. I want to show you something. The moment I close my eyes, in the next 1-2 minutes, the things the Lord will reveal to me. One day I was there at the office, at work. And I began to feel like praying. When I began to pray within me. Then I began to feel tired, so tired. I said, what is happening? And I heard a voice. Put your head on the table for a minute. The moment I put my head on the table, I saw one of my brothers or my sons in the church driving the car, and the car has gotten bent. The fire was coming out of the car. The moment I took note of the time. When I went, it was just 2 minutes. I called him. And he said, I was driving the car and the car just broke down. So the electrician is trying to fix for me. I said, hey! The electrician is trying to fix for me. I said, hey! No! Leave that car. Don't drive that car today. Go to wherever you are going and come back. Leave the car. Let the electrician send the car to the shop. Or when he finishes, he should send the car to the shop. Don't drive the car today. There is a trap for you to die in that car.
Is the way that can change
an election. Beloved, your dreams. So sometimes God can make you fall in the trance. Bible said, when you read Acts chapter 10, Bible said, Cornelius, Peter was there. He has fasted, I think, for 3 days. The Lord wanted to show him something. And he fell into a trance. He fell into a trance. And the Lord began to show him animals of different kinds. God was showing him what he wants him to do. See, as you go on your bed, if any demonic power visited you, shout fire. Fire. Don't joke with your dream. Bible said. Then Jacob, when Jacob was running away, that is Genesis 28. When Jacob was running away, Bible said got to a place and he felt tired. So he decided to pick up a stone and lay his head on it. Bible said when he slept, he saw angels ascending and descending. I don't know what you encountered and the place you are living in, the house you are living in. There are demonic powers that ascend and descend. You don't understand what I'm saying. Beloved, you don't understand what I'm saying. Bible said the land that Jacob was sleeping on, angels were ascending and descending. I don't know the land you are living on. Maybe occultic powers have meetings on that land. Maybe witches and wizards have meetings on that land. Maybe there's a juju man in that house. Whoever it may be, shut fire, 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 fire. Shut 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 fire! Somebody shut fire! Shut fire, fire! Shut fire, fire! I don't know. This is how it's going to be. As the years get to an end, cut off shut. See, if anything, where you are living, if there's a meeting of demonism, if a meeting of marine powers, where you are staying, if when you go to bed in the night and spirits begin to move in that house, hey! Ha! That vicinity, that family has become a family of witches and wizards. Envious people around, they don't want to see anybody going up. Envious people everywhere. Envious and jealous people everywhere. They don't want to see anybody going up. The moment somebody begins to rise up, they want to destroy that person. Their meetings are for destruction. Their meetings are for destruction. Their meetings are for pulling down. Pull her down. Pull her down. Pull her down. Let us kill her. Bible shatter. Somebody shut fire, 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 fire. Any woman that comes to sleep with you, something strong. I will turn my world around. Holy Ghost, do me something. Any woman that comes to sleep with you,
something strong.
The Lord just whispered into my ears that there's somebody here. A demonic force has been assigned to you.
Do me what you did to
and that
Jesus.
Demonic force comes in the form of a woman to have an affair with you.
Do me what you did to Elijah.
Hey. It has ended your life. It has ended your progress. It has been a blockage to your marriage. Somebody shall fire, 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 fire.
This is a service for believers.
Shall fire, fire, fire. Shall fire, fire, fire. Lepato shaka da 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 da. Patas. Lepato shaka da da.
Something strong.
Leko shaka da ria dosha.
Carry me now.
Rapo kabaro shaka ya da ba ya da. Leka da 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 ba dosha. Lepa kabaro shaka ya da. Leka da da da. Every demonic power that enters into your life, every power that visits you at night, in the day, yeah. The Bible said, "Do not be afraid of the terror by night." Psalm 91, verse 5. He said, "Do not be afraid of the terror by night." The last time I was explaining why, when you have dreams at night, it's very fearful. Terror at night. He said, "Do not be afraid of the terror by night." and the arrow that flies by day, terror by night. Somebody will be there in the day. That is why it is very, very important that you pray in the afternoons, in the day. It is very, very important. They will say, she was just at the office. She said, she was just at the office. She said, my heart. The person is gone. Somebody to terror. They will visit you while you are sleeping. That is when they get access to your spirit. You see, that is why some of us, before you realize, you see yourself, you are lying in Accra, or you are lying in Kumasi, you are lying at a place, and before you realize, you are walking in the bush, you are walking in the forest. Some of you, you'll be sleeping before you realize, you are seeing what is going to happen in 10 years to come. Before you realize, you see yourself in 10 years to come. Some of you, you have dream up your dream you had about 5 years ago. Now that it is manifesting, then you say, this thing, I've seen it in my dream before. I have seen this thing in my dream before. This thing, it seems like it's not new. Sometimes certain things happen to you and you realize, no, this thing is like, it's not new. 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 Yes. See, Nebuchadnezzar was sleeping and his spirit had been taken and he's seeing what is going to happen. See, Pharaoh was sleeping and the Lord opened his eyes.
The way of the Holy Ghost is the way that can change.
The Lord opened his eyes. Pharaoh could see what the things that will happen. The things that will happen. The thing that will happen. The thing that will happen in the years to come. He took Joseph to say, Ohene king, see, let's store some food, for there is a famine coming. I said, may God reveal to redeem. For Bible said, he reveals to redeem. See, most of you, when there's a prophecy concerning your life, that's why I say that. Sometimes I don't like giving prophecy. I want to give people directions. These are some of my reasons. I don't like giving prophecies. And I don't like talking about so many things. Yes, that is my ministry too. What I believe in is in the solution. If death is come and I see that you are going to die, what pleases me more is that the death should be averted and be canceled. Than telling you are going to die. If you are not careful, you will even die before that time comes. A lot of people visited the hospital and they are dead, and the doctor will tell you, hey, madam, this thing is going to kill you. That day, within a short time, they die. I believe in the solution. So I rather give you a directive. What to do? What to do? Yes. What to do? Because if I'm able to tell you, this is what is going to happen. Accident is coming. And I'm not able to find a way so that accident will be canceled. I have not done you any good. I'm just a talkative. Who come and make noise and go? Yes. I'm just a talkative. Who just come and make noise and shout and go? But if God reveals something to me, I must be able to take steps with you so that thing will be fulfilled. Or if it's something that has to be cancelled, I must work with you so that thing will be cancelled. That is my mission. That is why sometimes I don't want to go into so many things. See, I have met people and their mothers are those who are fighting them. See, and yet be an ayeka. Yes, not everything. There are certain things, when you say them, you destroy families. Yes. There are certain things, when you say them, you destroy families. I have seen people. I entered into a house. And the Lord said to me, this person is the sister who sent them to juju. I tell you, one day I said, bring that sister to church. See, beloved, I have been having service. When I was having service, do you know what was happening? There was somebody, a witch, in the service.
I was praying for the person. Nothing was happening. And the Lord opened my eyes. And I saw the person who has crossed the hands. Hey, I said, sir. Then I declared, I said, whoever is in this place, who is making sure that this woman does not get a deliverance? That woman has been married for about 4 years. 4 years. 4 to 5 years. No child. I remember very well. That time it was Good Friday. It was Good Friday service. When I was preaching about the resurrection of the death of Christ. And the Lord opened my eyes. I said, sister, madam, come, let me pray for you. That was Friday morning. When I was praying for the woman, nothing was happening. And the Lord opened my eyes. And I showed the woman, she has crossed her hands. I said, okay, you are here. And I declare, I said, if I be a man of God, let fire come to consume. May that person begin to confess. That moment, the person, the Holy Spirit took over the person. May the Spirit of the Lord arrest anybody fighting against you. In the name of Jesus Christ, may the Spirit of the Lord arrest anybody who has been planted in your life to fight you. In the name of Jesus, may the Spirit of the Lord arrest anybody that is within, enemy within. Recently, there's a song called Cobra. Any cobra in your life, may that cobra catch fire. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Do I have a witness?
Beloved, I want you to pray in the next 3 minutes. And you are going to pray and say, oh God, wherever they have buried my destiny. Listen to me. It doesn't matter who you are. Eh? Listen carefully. It doesn't matter who you are. There are things that when you understand spirituality, you will not joke with certain prayers like this. Listen carefully. When you understand spirituality, you will not joke with certain prayers like this. Yes. When you understand spirituality, you will not joke with certain prayers like this. I am telling you. You are welcome. Those of you who just joined, if today is your first time joining, please follow me. You are welcome to Faith Assembly. Please follow me so that you can be, or you can get the alert anytime I come live. And I wish I can have an encounter with you. Especially, so my number will be shared. Madam Elena, are you there? Please share my number. Those of us who want to get my number. Most of the time when you enter the live, my number will come up. But if you don't have my number, please, I wish to have a personal encounter with some people and pray for them. The year is getting to an end. The Lord is going to minister. The Lord was ministering to me this week, and I was praying for some people. So please, get my number. Get my number so that you'll be part of these. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are going to pray this prayer. There are things that happen spiritually. Eh? There are things that happen spiritually. Even Nebuchadnezzar needs to understand what is going to happen in his life for like 3-4 years to come, 5 years to come. The prophecy that was the interpretation of the dream meant that it would get to a time he's going to turn into an animal. His kingdom is going to break down, and it happened. Because if he had consulted Daniel and said, Daniel, how would I be able to come out of this thing? I believe that Daniel is going to make him have a relationship with the God of Israel. But he felt purpose. The solution was given to Pharaoh. Pharaoh listened. Bible said, and Joseph went to interpret the dream to to Pharaoh and say, Pharaoh, this is what is going to happen. There will be a famine on the land. Let the people store food so that when the famine comes, we can stand it. Yes, you are going to pray this prayer. You are going to pray this prayer. Yes. That anything that I have to receive anything that the enemy want to steal from me, Father Lord, may you give me that grace to be able to take it back. Now that's going to be your first prayer. I'm going to pray the second prayer. You are going to pray to God. Say, oh God, anything that needs to happen, any good thing that needs to happen in the course of time, that the enemy want to make sure that he steals that from me, oh God, may you fight for my good in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, direct my path. Lift up your voice in prayer. Lift up your voice in prayer. The atmosphere is changing. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Le kapado sabrandi atabadabu shakabadaba. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray right now. I say, oh God, deliver my soul from every casualties. In the name of Jesus. 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 Pato satariata brandiata. Spirit of the living God, take over now. Take over now. Take over now. Take over my destiny. Beloved, if you are here and the devil has seen your destiny, the devil has seen your destiny, there is a level and a process God wants to take people through. And it is step by step. If the devil has hindered you from going to the next step, may the Spirit of the Lord deliver your soul. In the name of Jesus Christ, if the devil has put in a full stop to your destiny, may the deliverance of the Lord reach you right now. I came here as a prophet of God, and I prophesy into your life that the fire of God will be burning around you from today. May the Lord send angels into your life to deliver you. May the Lord send angels into your life to deliver you. In the name of Jesus Christ. 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 Because of your destiny. Because of your destiny. Now you are praying to God and you are saying, oh God, if because of my destiny the enemy has risen up against me, they that have risen up against me because of my destiny, because of my progress in life, oh God, may you arise and deliver my soul. Lift up your voice and pray. Rapakabadabaha, Marapakadaha, Losakada Blandosa, Elekatade, Lapakabadosa, Lepekabaha, Marapakabaha, Marakabadaha, Marakabada, 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 Marakabada Blandosa Tata. Jesus, Jesus, Matekatosa da Brandiata. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ. Ah! May your soul be delivered. Say to your soul, my soul is delivered. Pakatata. You are afraid that, oh God, anyone that has gotten hold of my destiny. Beloved, listen to me. Listen carefully to me. Bible said two women lie on the same bed and they had two children. Listen, they were all prostitutes. Listen carefully. And they lie on the same bed and one destroyed their own son. Listen carefully. Some people, because of the Judus and the Malams they have been visiting, their children have been destroyed. Listen carefully to me. There are certain family, they themselves have destroyed their own family. There are certain families, they themselves have destroyed the destinies of their children. Some people, when they were coming out, all they need is money. They never took care of their children. Their children have become drunkards. They have become, I have seen rich men whose children are destroyed. I have seen it. I have seen rich men whose children are into drugs. I have seen rich men whose children have been destroyed totally. They even showed the inheritance, their inheritance. They showed their inheritance. They showed their father's property. I don't want to mention names. They destroyed their lives. Yes. See, let me tell you, there are certain battles we are fighting. That battle is not for you. I'm saying, this woman slept on her own son and the son died. Now she woke up and saw that no, her friend's son is alive, but her friend was sleeping. That is why it is very bad for you to sleep in prayer. If you're not careful, some people have destroyed their lives and they will destroy your life. They will steal your destiny if you sleep. They have destroyed their destiny. They are envious of you. They are envious of the progress, the small progress. The small progress, the small progress, the small progress. They are envious. They have destroyed their own. The small progress. They will lie on the same bed. Lie on the same bed. Beloved, if you just join, you are welcome. Please follow so that anytime I join, I come on live, you can also be a partaker and be imparted as well. Barabbas. You are not spectators. Yes. We are all part of what is going through here. I'm praying that God should deliver me. That's the same way we are also praying. I am doing this for one generation. Yes, we are all gathered here to deliver, come together. We have come together spiritually. Yes. Ha! This woman killed her own son. She saw that the other person's son was alive. But do you know the unfortunate thing? That sister was sleeping. She was sleeping. In another word, that sister was sleeping in prayer spiritually, and she exchanged. Anyone that want to exchange your baby with a dead baby. Some people, they get pregnant and the children died in their womb. They exchange a deaf baby in your womb. The Lord is telling me something right now. Write it down. I declared and I said, there are some people on this life, when you sleep, woman comes to sleep with you. Secretary, take note of this prophecy. I'm going to pray for those people. When you sleep, a woman comes into your dream to sleep with you. Somebody is here. You got pregnant and the baby died in your womb. The Lord is telling me, as I raise this prayer, the Lord is telling me that something like that happened to somebody. I'm going to pray for you. See, this is how it happened. That is my ministration. This is how God moves me. Some of you, as you were sleeping, they exchanged. You got pregnant, they exchanged the baby. The baby died in your room, in your womb. Some of you, the job that is for you, they exchange your destiny. They exchange you. They exchange. There's somebody here, they are planning to kill the person before the end of this year. Number three. For some time now, whenever you sleep, you see funeral. For some time now, whenever you sleep, you see funeral. For some time now, whenever you sleep, you see funeral. Take this note of these three things. I am still ministering. I don't want to stop because this prayer is very important. But every prophetic word that comes out of my mouth, take note of it, because I'm going to pray for those people. For some time now, when you sleep, you see funerals. You are praying to God right now. So anybody that has come into my life to exchange my destiny, to exchange what belongs to me, to take away what belongs to me. If you don't know, even a prophet of God, sometimes I ask myself, how can God go to Jeremiah and tell Jeremiah, before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you, and I've ordained you as a prophet. What was Jeremiah doing? Jeremiah was not prophesying. If Jeremiah was a prophet by then, God have not gone to Jeremiah and said, blah, 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 blah. It means that Jeremiah was doing a different thing. Then when you read, that is Jeremiah chapter 1, verse where you, when you read from verse number 10 coming down, the Lord said, that is when Jeremiah began to see things. The Lord said, what do you see? He said, open your eyes, what do you see? He said, I see an amor tree. I don't understand. If somebody is fighting your destiny, somebody has exchanged your happiness. See, you were happy before you got married. Now you got into the marriage, the happiness has vanished like a thin air. What is happening? Thank you, Holy Spirit. What is happening? The marriage has vanished into a thin air. The happiness has vanished. The last time I was praying, the Lord said to me that I should pray for this young man because of their destiny, they are planning to push a certain sickness into his life. And I said, Lord Jesus, it will not stand. It will not work. If because of your destiny, it will not work. In the name of Jesus, you are praying right now and say, oh God, let God arise because of my destiny. 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 Let God arise. Jesus, because of my destiny, let God arise. Because of my destiny, let God arise. Yeah, God. You are saying, oh God, in you I trust. For Bible said in Psalm 125, the day that trusts in the Lord shall be like Mount Zion, we cannot be moved, but endure it forever. Bible says in Jeremiah 33 verse 3, he said, call unto me and I'll show you great and mighty things that you know nothing about. Because of my destiny, may God hear me. 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 Because of my destiny. 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 Madam Elena, are you there? Because of my destiny. Because of my destiny. If they have been sent into my life because of my destiny, if they have been sent into my life because of my destiny, let God arise in my life. If they have been planted into my life because of my destiny, let God arise. Jesus, let God arise. Let God arise. Let God arise. Let God arise. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Today, I don't know. I have a message, but God is delivering people. Let God arise because of my destiny. See, your prayer is that. Oh God, I can't serve you God. Will you continue to look at them as they destroy me? God, thank you, Holy Spirit. Will you continue to watch them as they plan evil against me? Will you continue to watch them as they bring pain and bitterness into my life? Will you continue to watch them as they make my life miserable? Will you continue to watch them as they infect my life with sicknesses and barrenness? Oh God, I know I serve a living God. I know I serve a living God. May God rise for my sake. May He rise for my sake. Beloved, if your destiny has been tied down, I release that destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, 2014, I prayed for a woman. Now, we're having a program. I never knew that they have planned trying to get married. Now that they want to come and tell me. You know, the marriage, you know, they have given birth already. Listen to me. They have given birth already. They have a son. So, they were planning. So, they want to make sure that everything is settled before they come and let the church know or let me know. We were having service. And I saw this Christmas ball tied on a tree. When I open my eyes, then the thing will vanish. Then I'll close my eyes. We're having service. I was praying. And I saw the thing tied. But when I look into the thing, what I saw was a ring inside. I saw a ring inside the Christmas ball. And The Lord said to me, this is this person's marriage. And I called her and I said, Madam, are you planning to get married? I see your marriage being tied on the tree. Do you know why it's being tied on the tree? You may not know. But the devil has tied that marriage on the tree. Something will happen. The date you are planning to get married, if you are not careful, the marriage will not come on. Pray. Like joke. So I told her, come and see me after service. Like joke. Some of us, we easily forget. I didn't hear from her. A week time, her own auntie died. And because of that, do you know that the date they were planning, that was the date they planned the funeral, the family planned the funeral. Kai. Then the marriage has been postponed. There's funeral in the house. There's funeral in the house. It took the grace of God. Can you imagine that that marriage took 1 year before even she would get... She was pregnant. When confusion between her and the husband, serious confusion, it took the grace of God. Beloved, don't joke with certain things. I've been sent as a prophet of God and I speak into your life. Your last prayer. But before we will see our last prayer, I have my secretary, Madam Elena. She will give us a song. I told her she's going to give us a song. She will sing a song. If you are here, you can also sing. I can give you this platform to also sing. And Elena, call in. Where are you? Where is she? She's going to sing before we continue. I told her she's going to sing today. Yes. Where are you? Call in. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We are going to pray our last prayer. And I'm going to pray for people individually. Please, if today is your first time joining the life, please make sure you follow me. This is Faith Assembly. This place is where you don't have faith, you can be here. You must have faith. That will move things in your life. Faith Assembly. If you don't have faith, you can't be here. We take by faith, we move by faith, and we do by faith. Because we have faith and we are born for a purpose. Yes. I'm moving by faith. I'm taking by faith. I'm doing by faith. You are telling your business, I am taking this business by faith. I am doing this business by faith. By faith. I am taking that step by faith. By faith. By faith. Because I have faith. Yes. And I am born for a purpose. Ha. If you are here and you are born for a purpose, write at the comment section, I am born for a purpose. Write at the comment section, I am born for a purpose. See, until you fulfill your purpose on this earth, you will not die. Jesus. Yes. Write at the comment section, I am born for a purpose. 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 Write at the comment section, I am born for a purpose. Write at the comment section, I am born for a purpose. For a purpose. Yes, declare in writing. Declare in writing that I am born for a purpose. Declare in writing. Today, I don't know, the Lord has directed us to pray. I am born for a purpose. I am born for a purpose. You are born for a purpose. for a purpose.
Fortunate, I pray for you. You want to leave? I'll be ending the live very soon. Don't leave. Then take my number and then WhatsApp me, okay? Madam Elena, you can write my number down there so that Fortunate, I want to have, I don't know who the person is, but I feel within my spirit that I want to talk to the person. Yes? Yes. There are some people, the moment they get on the live, I get to know who they are. I'm not God. Yes, whatever I do, I'm not God. I don't have absolute knowledge over everything, though I don't have absolute. What God reveals unto us is what we give on. Yes. So please, this is my number. Okay. Okay. WhatsApp me and let me know that you are the one. I want to talk to you. I don't know who you are, but my spirit tells me I have to talk to you. All right. God bless you. Fosti. Oh, I see. Fosti. All right. I'll talk to you. Okay. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Yes, I have some few minutes and I'm going to pray for people. But before we do that, Madam Elena is going to give us a song. Elena, give me a song. Sing a song. The Lord is going to bless you. Sing a song. If you're here and you're a singer also, I wish you can also come and sing one day. Let me know so that I will, in our services, we will come and sing. Yes. Madam Elena, I'm hearing you. I'm all ears for you. Give me a song. Please, let's welcome Madam Elena to give us a sweet melody just in a minute. Hello? Hello?
Hello, Apostle, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello?
Are you there?
Yes, please.
All right, I think because of network. But she will come back. Hello, are you there?
Please, can you hear me?
All right, give us a song. Give us a song.
I just wanna be where
we can't hear you. I think there's a problem. I see. Couple of shelter. Whatever the problem may be, tomorrow you will sing. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. We are praying our last prayer, then I will make some declarations. Yes, I said some prophecies. Have you written the prophecies down, those that I want to pray for? Madam Elena, she's my secretary. She's my daughter in the Lord. Yes. A very good and nice person. Yes. Very good and nice person. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I am praying. Your prayer, our last prayer. You are saying to God, may I not die before my time? I don't know. But the Spirit of the Lord is telling me that as the year is getting to an end, tomorrow, please listen to this direction. Tomorrow. Please listen to this direction. Tomorrow, make sure you get an anointing oil. An anointing oil beside you as you are coming to the life, to the session. An anointing oil. You are going to anoint yourself. So please, again, make sure you get an anointing oil. See, nobody who comes to my life will die before next year. No. No. Nobody. Nobody. I repeat it. Nobody in the name of Jesus Christ. If because of your destiny they want to. See. We have to give testimony to win souls for Christ.
See, you have to tell your story for somebody to receive Christ. Yes. If it's because of your testimony, see, you are going to pray and say, oh God, it's because they don't want you to give that testimony. They want to destroy me before my time. Lift up your voice and say, oh God, because the devil don't want you to preach the gospel through testimony, they want to destroy me before time. Lord God in heaven, preserve my life for the appointed time. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Spirit of God. 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 Spirit of God, 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 Spirit of God. God! See, you will not die before. Huh? They can't kill you, they can't destroy you. Some of you, they want to put you in a situation whereby you cannot see your destiny fulfilling. See, you will not die before. If anyone here who the devil has assigned to be used as a sacrifice, last week I was telling you about a young man who died. He died. He just watched Chelsea match. Is it Chelsea and Man United? They played a match last week or something like that. And the man that they played 4-4 or something like that. The young man watched with his friends, and the next day he's dead. Hey! 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 So all that they have been saying that some people will not see next year. See, death, everybody will die. See, me that I'm talking to you, I will die. One day I will die. But when it is not your time to die, you were killed. Listen to me. When it is not your time to die and you die, God didn't call you to come and rest. You were killed. You were killed. You were killed. Some people plan to kill you, to destroy you. Yes, because of your destiny. Sometimes emptiness. You are praying to God, oh God, as the years get to an end, preserve my life, preserve my life, preserve my life, preserve my life, preserve my life. Some of you, this is how they want to destroy you. When they realize that they have found every ways and means, some people have a very strong spirit. Let me tell you, everybody and what they have, some people, it's easy to get them. Some people, it's very difficult to even call their spirit. There are certain people, it is very easy to call on their spirit. I am telling you spiritual things here. So what the devil does is that when they try so many times, they are not able to call on your spirit. Now, they will infect you with, they will put you in a situation, either in depression, confusion, anxiety, bitterness, unhappiness, things that will frustrate you. So then they use that point to lower you to be able to capture you. Some of you, you know, one way of the devil is that they will frustrate you. There was a woman who was just thinking. She was not happy. She was just crossing the road. She didn't watch. Bang! Car from nowhere. Killed her. Car from nowhere. Bang! That was the end. That was the end. That was the end. So you are praying to God. Last prayer, 1 minute. 1 minute. You are saying, oh God, if because of my destiny, and if it's because of my destiny, which means that they don't want me to testify to the glory of God. God, anyone that want to stand against your will in my life, let them catch fire. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Beloved, you are coming out of any thing that the devil has put in your soul into. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are coming out of any pit the devil has put you into. If you are coming out of any land of barrenness, when I mean any land of barrenness, there are certain land that does not produce marriage. There are certain land that does not produce children. There are certain land that does not produce business. There are certain land that does not bring happiness. If any, the devil is putting you on the land of anxiety and uncertainty, you are coming out in the name of Jesus. You are coming out in the name of Jesus. You are coming out in the name of Jesus. You are coming out in the name of Jesus. You are coming out, and somebody write, I am coming out. I am coming out. I am coming out. Declare into your life in writing, I am coming out. 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 I am coming tomorrow. I am coming out. Even today, the word of God that was given to me to minister today, I have not ministered, but God has visited his people today. My time is up. I'm going to make some declarations into the lives of some few people. Pray for them. And we are going to continue tomorrow morning. These prayer sessions and encounter with the word, or we call it prayer with the word, prayer with the word, comes on every Saturday morning, 4 a.m. Ghana time. And Sunday morning, 4 a.m. Ghana time. Please make sure you set your alarm and say, I have to join Faith Assembly by Apostle Jonathan Annan. Apostle Jonathan Annan. Faith Assembly. I have to join Faith Assembly. We call this place Faith Assembly. We do things by faith. We take crazy, crazy steps. See, let me tell you, if you don't have faith, you cannot give an offering that will strike you. You cannot take a step. There's a business somebody told you, you cannot do it. And blah, blah, blah. If you don't have faith, you cannot start that business. See, there are certain, somebody will tell you that you cannot, when you have got into, somebody is telling you, you have tried the marriage side, it's not working. So, and some, I hear some people, this time I don't think about marriage. I say, you are lying. Keep, shut up. Yes, I tell you. How can you say that? Shut up, Gra. It's because you have tried that you think you are. See, I want people who can stand up in faith and say, no. Hey. And say, in his own time, he makes all things beautiful. I am taking step. I am moving by faith. I am moving by faith. My marriage is next week. My marriage is next week. My marriage will happen before the end of the year. The year ends, and you are still saying, in January, I prophesy. Yes. These are the people. Bible said Abraham, when was told to go to a place whereby he will receive as an inheritance, that is Hebrews chapter 11 verse 8. When Abraham was told to go to a place where he will receive as an inheritance, he moved without even knowing where he was going. We move by faith. We take by faith. And we do by faith. That is faith assembly. I move by faith. Somebody begin to say, I am moving by faith. I am taking by faith. I am doing by faith. I am moving by faith. I am doing by faith. I am taking by faith. I am moving by faith. I am doing by faith. I am taking by faith. Thank you, Jesus. I am moving by faith. I will marry by faith. See, whether you like it, marriage is part of us. People travel. Even in the olden days, Bible said, even Abraham traveled to Egypt. Sometimes when the land becomes so hard, you want to travel out of the country. It's not a sin. But traveling is, it shouldn't be something that is really difficult. Abraham, when he felt that that place was not good for him, he decided to travel. But it was not a good travel, so he had to come back. Yes. But some of you have to travel. You have to travel. But because of the situation now, traveling has become a prayer point. At least, if you want to travel, you just pick up your passport and you are going. Those in America, they don't want to. They will not go through that stress coming to Ghana. Yes. But in our condition, we have to pray for it. So that God will show us mercy in the sight of men. Brother Samuel is laughing. Yes, it's true. The truth is what I'm telling you. If I want to travel to Kumasi, I don't need anything. I just pick up my bag. I have my transportation. I go. Yes. Yes. I don't need visa. When people are traveling from UK, would they go through that bouncing? The moment they get to the embassy, you say, "Oh, thank you. Thank you for trying to visit Ghana. Thank you." They will be thanking them. But you go to the embassy, American embassy, and they'll look at your face and tell you that, "Oh, you can't get the visa." Yes. They'll just look at your face. They will not even look at your document. They'll just look at your face. They don't look at how much money you have. They just look at your face. Master, you can't go. This is the condition we have found ourselves, our forefathers who have put us into. Yes. Yes. Look at South Africa now. 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 I am ending. You are traveling by faith in the name of Jesus. You are receiving that grace in the name of Jesus. By faith, you will move forward. By faith, you are moving. By faith, you are taking that belongs to you. You are by faith. You are doing what you cannot do. By faith, you are healed. By faith, you are delivered in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I want to appreciate everybody for being part of this life. God bless you so much. You are such a wonderful person. I appreciate you joining me in prayer. And it's my desire, even though I've not seen you physically, it's my desire to have you all the time on this life so that I can pray with you together. I love to be part of your family in prayer. Yes, God bless you so much for joining this life. Please follow me. And always I would want you to be part of this family. We call it the faith family, faith assembly. When we gather in faith. We gather in faith. Whenever share the life to your friends and family, tell them we are trying to form a group, a WhatsApp group, so that we can communicate. I wish that once in a while, those of us from Kumasi, those of us from this place, we can meet at a place and have communion together. I want you to be part of this family. So please make sure you take my number. Madam Elena, share my number again. Share my number again so that you can get in touch. You can get in touch. Yes. 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 I wish I can meet you physically, all of you. God bless you for being part of this. And I thank you for being part of this family. God bless you so much. Now let me pray for some few people. As I was ministering, the Lord said to me, "This is my number, please pick my number and then WhatsApp me. We want to add you to the group. We want to add you to the group so that anytime I can even call you, and whenever the Lord reveals something to me, I can call you and pray for you." Yes. Yes. You didn't come on this life by accident, but you came here for a reason. God wants you to be here. If God doesn't want you to be here, you wouldn't be here. Yes. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So I want to pray for some. As I was ministering, the Lord said to me that there's somebody here who, a woman come to sleep with at night. If you are here, you have seen that in your dream, this thing is sensitive a bit. There are certain things that I don't want to talk about, but sometimes it's necessary. It's necessary to talk about it. If you are here, Let me pray for you quickly. Or if you are shy, some people are shy. Some people are shy to come out, but it is very, very necessary and important for you to come out. Yes. Yes. So that I can pray with you. So that I can pray with you. If you are here and a woman comes to sleep with you, not just one person, a woman comes to sleep with you, if you are in such condition, if you're a man, I'll pray with you. But the person I'm talking about is a woman. You are a lady on this platform. A woman comes to sleep with you, comes into your dream to have an affair with you. You are a woman on this life. Yes. I'm not talking about the men. Yes. This one particular I'm talking about is a woman. If you are a lady on this life and then another lady comes to sleep with you, that's what the Lord is telling me. Now, number two, if you are here, Vivian, okay. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. If you are here and for some time now, you have been seeing funeral. Vivian, you can come up, you can call in so I can talk to you. If you are here, and for some time now, you have been seeing funeral. Every time you sleep, you see funeral. You see funeral. Come up and let me pray for you. Come up and let me pray for you. Every time you sleep, you see funeral. Madam Elena, remind me, I have forgotten some of them. That is why I want you to write them down. The third, I think I gave four prophecies. Yes. Okay. Elena Lent, you cannot call in now. Can you call again? Okay, Vivian, somebody is here. You got pregnant and the baby died in your womb. The baby died in your womb. Yes, and the fourth one, I don't know, people are calling, but I don't know if it is the network. I don't know the issue. People are calling, but it's not coming through. I can see that people call, and then the call will end. The call will end. Yes. Yes. Now, somebody comes to sleep. A woman comes to sleep with you. It was three. Okay, three. A woman comes to sleep with you. Number two, you see funeral for some time now. You see funeral. And number three is a baby died in your womb. Yes. God bless you, Elena. God bless you so much. God bless you so much. Wait. All right. People are calling, but it's not coming. So please, share my number again. We can have a WhatsApp call. Just WhatsApp me. I will call you myself. Now I pray for you. I wish. Let me just go through and pray for some few people here before I end. Let me scroll through. If you are here and you are not asleep, let me know you are here so that I can pray for you. Last night, Saucy James, I pray for you. You will not die. You will not die before your time. The Lord will bring deliverance into your life. The Lord will bring deliverance into your life in the name of Jesus. Please take my number and let's have an encounter. In the name of Jesus, I pray grace. I pray gracefully. I pray for you. May the Lord cover you with his blessings. Hey, my time is up.
I want to prophesy to Vivian, I pray for you, the Lord has something great coming your way. Vivian, Anita Nketia, whenever you are praying, ask God to show you mercy. Ask God to show you mercy. It should be your prayer point for some time. Say, God, show me mercy. All you need is the mercy of God. Yes. Anita. Yes. Yes. I see greatness. I pray for you. I pray for the Spirit of God. You need the Spirit of discernment to be able to detect what goes around you. Because I see blessings around you. But you must be able to know which path you must take. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Mabel, I pray for you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. 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 In the name of Jesus, Mabel. Mabel, WhatsApp me, okay? WhatsApp me. Let's talk behind closed doors. Thank you. Brother Sammy, I pray for you. You are such a wonderful person. Brother Sammy, I will add you to my team. Yes, you'll be added to the team of organizers. Madam Mimi is a great, wonderful organizer. Yes. Yes. Katabadaba. My team. If you want me to add you to the team that God is going to use to project Faith Assembly, you can WhatsApp me. That I want to give myself wholly for the things of God. Yes. 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 You can WhatsApp me and say, I want to be part to be blessed. I want to be part to be blessed. I want to be part to be blessed. Adipa, I pray for you. Anybody who has set a foot down that you will not see the glory of God. Your testimony is under. See, anytime I see you, I see a crown on you. Adipa, anytime I see you, I think you are one of the first people who started joining my life. You know, I started this life not long ago, about 2-3 months ago. But Adipa, you are one of those people. You are one of those people. You are one of those people that God has placed a crown spiritually. Yeah? You are a queen spiritually. God has placed a crown on your head. It appointed time will come and you will see the glory of God. Bless you. Mabel, as I said, WhatsApp me. Please take my number. Madam Elena, share my number again. People want to have the number so that they can WhatsApp me. I want to put everybody in the WhatsApp group. And those of you who want to give yourself out to do the work of God, when you WhatsApp me, tell me that, oh, maybe I have a prophecy about you, but God wants you also, you personally want to be part of the team. Yes, God bless you. God willing, tomorrow morning, 4 a.m., please set your alarm, 4 a.m., set your alarm, 4 a.m., set your alarm, 4 a.m., set your alarm. Please, I pray for you. May the Lord be with you. You are blessed. Please. Thank you, Holy Spirit. All right. Tomorrow, join this live. Tomorrow, 4 a.m. God bless you all. God bless you all. God bless you all. God bless you all. 4 a.m. We are going to continue tomorrow. 4 a.m. Share with somebody. Set your alarm 4 a.m. God bless you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Have a good day. Bye-bye.